Violence in India is a test for believers' resolve. A Chinese pastor faces trial for cultic activity. And flooding is over in Moldova, but needs abound. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite a curfew, a wave of anti-Christian violence in India is into its second month with no end in sight. There are fears that without international pressure, the attacks will spread as Hindu extremist politicians try to sway voters before next year's general elections. Words of Hope's Lady Young agrees.
It seems that any gains by the gospel in that country are met with fierce opposition, and that opposition is organized and even is allied in some ways with political parties. And so this is going to be a continuing test for the church in India.
With national ministries facing disruption, DeYoung says they're sharing the gospel through radio programs from outside the country.
At this time, it's not possible to broadcast overtly Christian programs over the increasingly privatizing media inside of India. We hope that day may come, but there's no immediate prospect of that. But at least there are broadcasts that can come in, and there are many people who are listening and responding.
Yesterday, U.S. President George Bush met with India's prime minister. Bush was urged to address anti-Christian violence, the kind that Grace Ministries International's pastors in India encountered last week. A small gang of Hindu extremists attacked them, destroying all their belongings. They threatened their lives and then told them not to return to the village. There's a general atmosphere of anxiety in the country for Christians. Pray that God would grant protection and that peace would come soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. In China today, a trial is being held for Pastor Zheng, who was arrested this July. The government is accusing him of participating in an evil cult because of his activities, organizing Sunday school, preaching the gospel, and training pastors. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Connendike explains.
Basically, what will happen at this trial is they'll decide whether or not this is, in fact, an appropriate punishment for Pastor Zheng. And if they do decide that it is, then he'll face a 2-year sentence. I'm being in prison for 2 years in this labor camp, so until 2010.
The trial will be closed door. Not even his attorneys have seen him. Connendike says that's likely because,
of course, if the public or even his family don't know what has gone on, they can't necessarily protest it or accuse the government of any kind of malpractice or anything like that, because nobody will quite know or have any proof of what has gone on here. So I would think it would be a control issue.
Next, the surface of the ground in Moldova may be dry after last month's floods, but everywhere you look, you can see the water damage. Little Samaritan Mission has been there since August, giving what relief and hope they can. The government has promised that every home that was destroyed will be replaced, which could be more than 400. New urgency is pressing down on relief workers with fall here and the cold of winter on the way. Pray for the families who lost everything. And getting tribal language scriptures into the hands of the speakers is always a challenge, requiring a creative approach. Audio Scripture Ministries is joining a national partner in Peru for the development of a strategically placed ministry center in the jungles of central Peru. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer explains.
We are in the process of helping a new studio get started in Pucallpa, and we've already provided some equipment. We'll be providing a little bit more. And then as soon as the studio is ready to go, they'll begin to record the scriptures that are waiting to be recorded so that the people in the area can have God's word recorded in their heart languages.
Many remote jungle tribes have high illiteracy rates and need the scriptures in audio form. The first of these recordings in the language of the Tikuna people should be completed later this fall. Dudenhofer says,
I think this project is unique, again, because these are Peruvian believers. They have a heart for God. They have a heart to reach their people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there are actually 11 languages that are being targeted for recording through this studio.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will show you young lives transformed by God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.